We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for hip-hop and R&B and information. Thank you for tuning in this morning. A couple of people have been wondering what to do with this news. In case you've heard it, it's one of the top news stories of the day, developed yesterday into today. There is a shortage of bus drivers in the Rochester City School District. Now, this is a national thing. This isn't. Remember earlier in the week, we were talking a bit about what Chicago is going through. They want to use Uber or Lyft, or at least they suggested that idea. I'm not quite sure exactly what the game plan is going to be. I guess for each individual household, you have to come up with a game plan site. Like, you have to sort of put down who's available to take whom to school if the bus shows up or maybe shows up late.
Well, that's even if you have that, you know, option. You know, the teachers union president, Adam Urbanski, he made a statement yesterday, and this is what he said.
Whether or not it will be enough to go around, including high school students, is yet to be determined. We may actually have to go remote for high school students until the problem is resolved.
Now, I thought with high school students, I thought they caught the city bus, or am I wrong?
I think they did. I think it depends on where they go to school, or if there might be special occasions and situations for high schoolers. I'm not quite sure how that works. But that's a really good point. I mean, here's the situation. Let us know what you think. Text or call 678-1039. It's Feedback Friday. This kind of just plopped in with all the other news that is taking place. Do you have a game plan? Have you talked about this? You know, I do know earlier last month, Ring, we were talking a little bit about the school times have changed. Matter of fact, I think we had the superintendent in that some of the school times for, I think, elementary school, middle school, some of them have changed because of the concern of not having enough bus drivers and getting kids to school. So this is not a totally fresh new thing, but a lot of it's been plopped out in the last 24 hours.
Well, yeah. And then on top of, you know, the shortage of bus drivers, you have the social distancing rules. So that's also affecting this too, because you got to make sure, okay, well, there's only a certain amount of kids that can fit on the bus. So we need a second bus for this route. So on top of that, like, you're just adding stuff onto it, and it's not an easy task to do. I believe they need like 70 drivers to fulfill all of the RCSD routes, and 70 drivers needed. Not, you know, 70 drivers driving. No, 70 drivers that are needed. This is what they need to hire in order for them to fill the Rochester City School District routes.
Yeah, 30,000 students are at stake here in transportation. So it's and I hate to say this. Let me just this might not be one of those. OK, you know, we could do this till the first half of the year and the second half will be better. I mean, you might have to do this a little bit longer than anticipated.
Well, I got two things. First, the frontliner said city buses opted out with Rochester City School Districts a while ago. They have been using the yellow buses now for the younger kids. Let's say, you know, let's say if their parents can't get them to school and this does affect those kids, right? And let's say the parents don't really have a way to work it out to where they could take time off from work, because I think they want to do this for like the first 6 weeks or something like that I saw in there. But let's just say they don't have that option to take them to school. How does that work? Like, will that be marked against the child? Because, you know, it is kind of like a last minute thing that was thrown out there. I mean, we talked about it, but now it's like, listen, we're short. There's nothing we can do. So does that be held against the child if they can't make it to school, if the parents can't get them there?
It shouldn't, because the kid can't drive. So, I mean, logically, as I'm thinking about it, Sight, you're right. It shouldn't be held against the student. I don't know. This is a sticky one, man. This is really, really sticky and hard to navigate. I don't know what the district plans on doing specifically. We'll try to get the school superintendent in to sort of explain the guidelines. But right now, you need your own plan. You need whoever's got a car or somebody you know that can maybe, you know, figure this out for at least the first week. So the first day of school is technically Wednesday, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Maybe there's another alternative. Maybe they buy bus passes for high school kids. I don't know. There's a lot of different things up in the air here as we get ready to start the brand new school year. But the bus driver shortage, Rain was right. 70 drivers are needed 30,000 students affected by all of this. You can call in or text for Feedback Friday, 678-1039, or go to WDKX app. Hit the record button on the microphone and let us know what's on your mind. Voicing your opinion only at the station that cares about what you have to say, 1039 WDKX.